The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Now, from one field of play to another, all eyes were on the Public Accounts Committee hearings again this week as RTÉ executives answered more questions. And of course, Ryan Tubridy and his agent Noel Kelly appeared there too. It was some week for Oireachtas TV, and we're joined by Donnacha McKeown, broadcast and channel manager at the Oireachtas Broadcasting Unit. Donnacha, you're very welcome to the programme. It really was box office this week for you guys, wasn't it?
It was very surreal. If you told me a few months ago that people would have been going into pubs to watch Oireachtas TV or at home with the popcorn and the nachos. Yeah, it was very strange.
Well, it wasn't even just the pubs and home. I heard of one story of a couple on holidays in Spain, and they got the speakers out beside the pool so that they could get set up for the day and listen to it by the poolside. Just how big was it from a ratings point of view? I know you don't do formal TAM ratings,
yes,
but streamings.
Well, for the website, it was incredible. Just to give you an example, I mean, it's a difficult measurement to get your head around, but we measure in terms of minutes of the stream produced. So for a normal PAC meeting, say in mid-February, we would have had 29,000 minutes consumed on the website of that, which is fine. You know, it's small but steady. We're happy with that. For the Ryan Tubridy, Noel Kelly hearing, there was 9,100,000 minutes consumed, which off the top of the head is about 3,333% increase in terms of engagement.
I remember in the past, was it Pat Rabbit giving out about Oireachtas report being on so late at night that it was only for insomniacs and drunkards, I think is what he said.
Yes, yes.
9.9 million, that's as big as it gets and beyond.
Well, I mean, we can't tell exactly how many people that is, but just in terms of the percentage of the traffic on the website and the interest in it, I mean, I think it speaks for itself in terms of the public engagement.
When it comes to Oireachtas TV, how big is the operation?
Well, it's actually bigger than a lot of people think. I mean, Oireachtas TV, the channel, is just one product that we produce from the unit. All the other, obviously on a channel, you can only see one thing at one time. So, you know, you turn on Oireachtas TV and the Dáil is there, but the Seanad may be sitting, the four other committee rooms may be sitting, and we're producing them and we're streaming them to the website as well at any one time. So if there's something you don't like on Oireachtas TV, you can actually go to the website and see what else is happening in terms of the proceedings. But on any busy sitting day, there can be up to 40 people in the unit working at any one time.
Do you ever get politicians collaring you saying you're not showing my best side with the camera angles or anything like that? No,
I can say truthfully, absolutely not. What we do, you know, it's taken a while for us to kind of, because the channel has grown over the past few years, and what we do, it takes time to get to be accepted, you know, in terms of the parliamentary community. But we've had huge support from the Ceann Comhairle, from the Cathaoirleach, from all the staff, the Secretary General staff, and the clerk of the Seanad staff. So, no, we don't have people calling us. The members particularly appreciate what we do.
And the way the service works, you're a civil servant.
Yes.
Although your background was in the private sector, you used to work with Setanta.
Setanta, Virgin Media, Sky. I was a sports broadcaster, but then and Paddy Power as well for 3 years.
What other really big days? I know you haven't had necessarily big days as big as this week, but for you, what other really big days were there?
Well, obviously, the Biden visit stands out from just a couple of months ago. We were the host broadcaster for when the president came onto Leinster House. So even though you're seeing it on RTÉ, a lot of people watching RTÉ, it was Oireachtas TV who were producing the pictures, and that was just an incredible day. Dáil 100 was another huge day for us, where we celebrated 100 years of the Dáil in the round room at the Mansion House. So there was a special sitting there with a lot of different elements. And we had someone visit us last week for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, Aaron O'Shea from Clare, and that was just a brilliant day because all the staff, all the members, everyone on Oireachtas TV were able to give him. He was, amazingly enough, our number one super fan, so he got to see everything on the day.
Did he have particular political favourites?
Surprisingly enough, Michael Healy-Rae, he was wearing the hat when he came in. Michael Healy-Rae and Timmy Dooley were his two favourites, and he was over the moon to meet them. And again, they went out of their way to meet him.
Does it ever get pressurized in the sense that the actual cameras themselves are automatically operated, aren't they? But then you've got to make decisions about prioritizing stuff and then also directing it and what shots are in.
Yeah, well, the cameras are robotic cameras, but there are directors in each room. So each chamber of the house has a room dedicated to it, a production gallery dedicated, and the director makes the decision on the shots, and we have a lighting camera person controlling the camera. Listen, the guys we work with, a lot of them have been there for years and they don't get fazed by anything. And there have been plenty of times, like, you know, where there's disorder in the chamber, that kind of stuff, where you're kind of wondering. The guys who work there, we trust them down to the ground. They've seen everything, really. And they're well able for whatever happens.
Were you anyway apprehensive before this sort of big moonshot day when you knew everybody was going to be watching?
I wasn't apprehensive. I gave a lecture earlier this year to a parliamentary engagement network in a European one. And in it, I said, we don't kid ourselves. We're in a niche area of broadcasts. It could be that, like, a vast majority of the population never interact with us. But on the day where the vast majority of the population do, we have to be ready. And I said that 4 months ago, and actually that's what happened over the past week. And I'm really proud of everyone, the team, that we were ready to show, I think, really comprehensive coverage of what happened.
Well, well done. And it was a really big week. Donnacha McKeown of Oireachtas TV, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.